Thank you for calling the Roundup Help Team. This is Emmanuel on a recorded call.
Hi, my name is Crystal calling. I have a potential Roundup claimant on the other line ready for transfer. The name is Tyrone Russell. Are you ready for me to transfer?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, Tyrone.
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. This is Emmanuel with the Roundup Help Team on a recorded line. I understand that you're looking to see if you're eligible to participate in the settlement. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Sure. I'd first want to confirm that you haven't started your claim with any other firm. You haven't signed anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Thank you for confirming that. And now, was it you or a family member of yours that was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes, just me. I'm getting over a cold. I had the flu. And I'm trying to get the last cough out of me. Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
if,
man.
If you need to take some time to cough or get some water.
No. I got me some water. Mm-hmm. Now I'm fine.
And do you happen to know the subtype of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma that you were diagnosed with?
I had the large B-cell lymphoma.
Okay, sure.
Under the lymph nodes.
Sure.
At the chest area.
That one here. Again, sorry to learn that. And it was just the one diagnosis? You don't have any other forms?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. And you're filing for yourself. And then around what date would you have been diagnosed?
I was diagnosed on the 28th of July of 2023.
Okay. So July 28th. And now, did you mostly spray the product at home or for work? Or
yeah,
both?
In my garden area in my backyard.
Sure. And sure. What's the address for that?
That address was 104 6th Avenue. No, because this is an apartment. The address that happened was 1887 North Sunset Drive. And that's their city and state, Atmore, Alabama, 36502.
Okay, Atmore, Alabama, you said, right?
That, and I had got real sick after that, and they said I wasn't able to live in the home, so I had to been moved out here to my new address.
Okay.
I guess I had a family member to take care of me at the time that happened. Okay. I'm getting better by the day, just tough.
All right, I can only imagine. And so it was just you that got sick, no neighbors or family members or colleagues or anything like that?
Say it again, I'm sorry.
It was just you that ended up getting sick. There was no coworkers, family, or neighbors?
No, it was just me.
Thank you for confirming that. And then about how old were you when you were diagnosed?
I was 38 years old.
Okay. And then around how many years have you used the product?
But no, it was 9 years from May 14th. 2014 till July of 2023. The day after my birthday, I felt bad, real bad. But they said it was going on for a while, but they said at that time until the 23 that when they took the diagnosis and told
right.
me that's what I had.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so just based off those dates that you gave me, you definitely would have used the product for at least 10 days in one of those years before you were diagnosed, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then are you a U.S. citizen?
Say that again, I'm sorry.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Okay. And then I'm going to read off a list of ailments that may or may not apply to you. I'll click no unless you tell me yes. Hepatitis B, hepatitis C, rheumatoid arthritis, autoimmune disease, HIV/AIDS, Epstein-Barr, lupus, diabetes mellitus, other cancers, family history of cancer, organ transplant. All no to those?
all know except for our family member, but she's no longer with us. She had cancer.
Sorry to hear that. Okay. So, I will put yes for one family member. What was your relationship and what kind of cancer?
Was my my great aunt.
And do you know what kind of cancer she had?
I want to say bone marrow, either bone marrow cancer, I want to say.
Okay.
I know it was some form of cancer she had, and she had just got diagnosed, and COVID hit. I know that part, she passed away later, yeah.
And then, real quick, Tyrone, so I can get the spelling on of your name on the file, will you spell out your first and last name?
T-Y-R-O-N-E. That's Tyrone. And then Russell, R-U-S-S-E-L-L.
Okay. And then is there a middle initial I should add?
No.
And then will you confirm your gender?
Male.
And then are you married or unmarried?
Widower. However you call that for a man.
Unmarried, right. Thank you. Sorry to hear that. And then how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your injuries? Was it some ads you saw online or on TV or read in the paper? Or
speaking on it, they're showing it as of right now. They're even showing for Zantac and all of that. I'm looking at the commercial, but I see Lint Dog. They're talking about this right now, this very moment. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I've been listening to it for a while, and I just got tired of just looking at it and just not do nothing about it because you'll think they won't help, so I end up calling.
Well, I think you'll be pleasantly surprised that you made the decision to get help. The firms we work with definitely will help you. So about when would you say, you know, what year was it recently that you finally decided, you know, you saw an ad recently and you're like, I'm going to call?
It was actually, to tell you the truth, it was actually last night, but it was after hours, so I didn't know who if they was open, but I ended up calling this morning, and we've been talking, I think we've been doing this all day, and give me to everybody, then y'all start calling, and now we're just going to just get the results, I guess, if I'm eligible or not.
Sure. And then this next question asks for your height and feet in inches and then weight.
I want to say I'm 5'7". I know I've been 5'7" since sixth grade. I ain't grown no more. You're 5'7". I'm just going to say 5'7". And my weight is 223.
223, okay. And then 251-261-8718 is your cell phone?
Yes.
Okay, and what is the best email address for you?
I think I gave you Russell. Hold on, let me think. I'm talking fast. I'm catching myself. Russell Warrior Business 2024@gmail.com. I think I gave you that earlier. You can send it to that email.
So Russell Warrior Business 2024@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And then let me.
Yeah, I see something. Somebody sent something. Legal case info. Oh, okay, that's.
Yeah, that's our transfer partner to get you over to us, and then once I tidy this up, I will send you another e-signature, and then that'll allow the firm to reach out to you directly. But we're almost done here. Just a few more sections. About how many times per month or year do you think you use the product?
I know it was during the summertime, 3 to 4 times a month, and they was only using in the summertime.
Okay. So summer is usually what? We got July, June, July, and August, so 3 months, 3 to 4 times. So that's about 9 times a year times.
I can't eat okra too much anymore. It's different. Gardens, I was growing greens. I can eat those. They say I can eat those, but I can't eat them a lot. So, yeah, man, I miss my gardening. Can't do it anymore.
Right. And then you said from 2005 to 2016,
seasonally
used it. And then did you normally get the pre-mix, or did you use a concentrate? And then
the concentrated.
Concentrate. Okay.
The concentrated kind, you know, the 1 gallon.
Concentrate. Did you use a sprayer?
Yes.
Just a pump sprayer?
Yep.
Okay. And then did you normally wear protective gear when using it?
At the time when I first started using, no.
Okay.
Because I always, when I got done, made sure I washed my hands. But that's what the doctor said. You was washing your hands, but it can get in on your chest area or arm area. And that's where it was happening then. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it was you directly spraying the product, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then about how big of an area would you say you sprayed it at? Like, how big was the yard?
I didn't have a big backyard. I can't describe it. I'm not good at measuring them. Maybe a medium type size backyard. It was enough where I can lay tomatoes and all that on the grass. No.
So maybe but like
it
a,
wasn't. I guess it was
maybe
a
like
medium,
a 10x12 area.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. And then I know that you use it seasonally, every summer for 11 years, so that's about 99 exposures. If it was about 9 times a year. Now, was that home mm-hmm. that you were using it? Was that on city or well water?
Water, I want to say, if I'm not mistaken.
Well water?
Mm-hmm.
And was that well water usually tested?
Yeah, the regular test, because they know they'll come out and test the water.
Okay. And then were you ever exposed to herbicide, benzene, or Agent Orange, or no?
Not that I know of.
Okay. And now when you would get the product, did you normally go to like a local hardware store or like a bigger Home Depot or Lowe's or mom and pop?
I was going to CVS getting it.
Okay. And then obviously it's been years since you last used the product. You may not have them, but that's okay. I just have to ask. Did you keep any receipts or any empty containers or such?
Oh Lord, because we know when I was living out there, we know we had the hurricane. I want to say Sally, and we had flooding in our home, and mold was built up. I got sick behind that as well.
Okay.
And when, you know, when I'm about to diagnose with what I'm dealing with now, they told us all we had to move because I was living with my cousin. He never got exposed, but I did. But they wanted me to be around somebody that can help with me, you know, get back to chemo and all that.
Sure.
I had received then. I used to always keep them because I filed taxes and stuff like that. I have it. But no, I don't have it anymore.
They got lost, right?
They got lost.
Okay, not a problem. Have you ever been a smoker?
Yes, I'm a cigarette smoker. I'm trying to stop now.
Okay. How many years would you say you've smoked?
Since the day I lost my daughter, July 27th. Which I really didn't start till January the 17th of 2009.
Okay.
And forget the dates. People say, how you remember the date? I just know the date. Shoot. I had a bad year.
Right.
I just married my daughter and her mother. Yeah.
Canamism. Sorry. Are you currently employed, self-employed, or on a fixed income?
No, self-employed, part-time.
Okay. Okay. What kind of work do you do?
Landscape. I do construction. I cut hair. Wash cars. I do little odd stuff like that. House cleaning.
Sure. Sure. And then, did you ever lose any time from work because of surgery or any treatments that you had to undergo?
No, because I'm just me, so I do it when I can or if I have a call. It's like I'm just on call. I'm not like a 7-day-a-week guy.
I gotcha.
If somebody called me, yeah.
I gotcha. And then have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed disability or workers' comp?
I'm on disability now.
Okay. Okay. Let me put that there. And then, have you ever filed bankruptcy?
No.
And then, other than minor traffic offenses like parking tickets and such, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
Yeah, did a job. I hate even bringing it up because I never done it before, but can't fight with the law. So the drug charge, one felony, one misdemeanor. I hate that people have to ask me. But it happened. Wrong place, wrong time.
Right. Okay. Let me type that up real quick. 1 second. I'm not the fastest typer. I'm sorry. 1 second. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then I will find the address of the hospital that diagnosed you. I just need the name and the city it's in.
Atmore, Alabama.
The Atmore Community Hospital?
Yes. Where I got the when I got tested and everything, is that one you needed?
Yeah.
Or you need the one where I had? Yeah, that's going to be Dr. Jonah McIntyre. Do you need the address or?
Dr. Jonathan McIntyre?
Jonah, yes.
Oh, Jonah? Let me see. Okay, I see him.
Okay,
here.
I see him.
I have the info. Let me just type it up. It doesn't let me copy and paste, so I have to type it up. Bear with me here. How's the weather there now, though? I know it gets muggy in the summer. Have you guys started to cool off?
We've been getting cool, hot, cold. I got sick, getting over it, still dealing with a little cough. Now it's hot. We went ahead 4 days record, 90-degree temperatures. I said, I'm used to cool weather. It's fall. It's my favorite time of year. I want to see some cold weather.
Right. Start wearing jackets and such. And either
you or the
doctor would have medical records, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then let me put this here also. 1 second. Let me type this part up. And then I know you were diagnosed 8/3/2016, so let me type that again. Now, did you do stem cell transplant, chemotherapy, immunotherapy, radiation surgery?
I did the chemotherapy, and they gave me some pain medication.
And around what? I know you were diagnosed on the 3rd. Around what date would you have started the chemo?
September the 10th of 2023.
Okay.
3 rounds per month.
I'm sorry. You said September 10, 2023 is when you started the chemo?
Mm-hmm.
Let me go back. I think I might have gotten a date wrong then. I thought I heard you.
I was hearing some dates, but I know May 14th through July of 2023 was the time that I started using the spray bottle of the Roundup. So that was 9 years.
Give me one second. I'm sorry. July. I messed up. So 7/28/23 is when you were diagnosed. And then treatment. Okay, so I messed up that one date. Let me go back.
That's fine.
Sorry. I'm glad I caught this right now. Let me.
Yeah, them keyboards, they get a little tricky once you start typing.
I don't know what the 8/3/16 was then. I don't know why I typed that up. Let me see. Okay, so I know you, so you said you started, okay, so you sprayed from 2005 to 2016, is that, or?
Yeah, the spray bottle, how long I've been using it?
Yeah, from 2005 to 2016? Or when did you
stop
spraying the product?
It was May of 2014. Till July of 2023. So that was 9 years in between those time that I was using the Roundup spray.
May 3rd of 2023, right?
No, May of 2014. Until July of 2023. I know it was 2 days after my birthday when I stopped using it, but it was in July of 2023. That was the end of that 9 years that I used that product.
Okay. So it was May of 2014 till July of 2023, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I'm sorry for the confusion. Clarifying that.
Because it was up during those summer months using that.
And then give me your current mailing address.
104 6th Avenue, Apartment 3. That's still here in the same city and state. Atmore, Atmore, Alabama, 36502.
And then we're just about done. This next question just asks for an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones. Typically, they'll only be contacted if we're unable to get a hold of you for an extended period. Do you want to put an emergency contact or no?
Adrian, that's A-D-R-I-E-N-E, Lambert, L-A-M-B-E-R-T, and that's my cousin. And her phone number will be 251-490-0847.
And we have permission to contact if we're unable to get a hold of you, right?
Yes, that's fine.
And Adrian Lambert, that's A-D-R-I-E-N-E, and then L-A-F-B-E-R-T.
Yes.
Okay. And then we're just about done here. The last portion is for the HIPAA medical compliance section to allow the firm to retrieve your records. What is your date of birth?
July 26, 1985.
And then the social?
421-23-2959.
Okay, and then I'm going to send you an automated text message from DocuSign. It'll come to you here shortly. Give me one second just to press the button and let it load. And it's going to come text and email, but you can open up either one. It'll be the same thing. It's still sending, though. It's going to take a minute as it spins around. Okay. It does show sent now, though. Do you see it?
Yeah, I see a text.
Okay. We'll open that up and then try to complete it together. I can't see what's on your screen, so if you're not sure what to tap, just read out what you see.
Oh, yeah, they're going to probably ask me to download the app. Hold on, let me see.
No, you shouldn't need to download it at all.
Oh, okay, okay. Okay, it's warming up now.
Sure.
Let me give it a second. And you need my initials as well, right?
Yes. You'll just follow the prompts on that. And then while you're doing that, I'm going to text you from my direct line. So in case you need to get a hold of me for any reason, you can call or text this phone number. But in about a couple of weeks, the firm should reach out to you directly. Let me know when you hit the yellow finish button.
You're all set?
Yep. You're all set, Tyrone. So I will let you get back to your day, and then you should have a completed copy of the document in your email in case you need it, okay?
Okay. And how long would all this take before I hear anything?
They should give you a call in a couple of weeks, so in about usually, like, depending on how backed up they are, it could be just 1 or 2 weeks, sometimes 3, but that's why I gave you my number in case you would like an update and you haven't heard anything. You can just call or text me directly. My hours are Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.